Hello, and welcome to Lifetime on Court, the podcast where we discuss your favorite made-for-TV movies. Whether you love to hate watch or hate yourself for loving them, pour up a glass of your favorite cocktail and join us. I am your host, Patrick Serrano, and my guests today are...
I am Drew Current.
And I am Tristan Tanner.
And we are doing a podcast. We are robots. Oh.
Christmas robots.
Christmas robots. Ding dong, ding-a-ling, ding ding, ding-a-ling, ding.
Ding-a-ling, ding, ding, ding.
Ding-a-ling, ding, 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 ding.
Da-da-da-da-da-ding.
I love that Christmas song.
We wrote that for you, Patrick.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, our algorithm did.
Our algorithm.
Right. Christmas robots. And, you know, most of these movies are written by robots, so there you go.
I would believe it.
Not to be rude to the writers, who are actually humans.
Who are...
but maybe aliens.
Could be aliens.
According to Drew.
Yeah.
Welcome, Tristan, to the Christmas episode.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. So excited. We know we're doing all our shopping now, and, you know, we're going to Macy's, and Natalie Wood's there, and
she's
believing in Santa.
Loves Santa. Well, actually, she hates Santa.
I never... stop believing in Santa Claus.
Nor should you stop, because Santa is real. Okay.
My mom never told me ever that Santa was not real.
Why would she tell you that?
I don't. Because he's real.
He's real.
Because he's a real guy. He's a real dude.
There you go. I mean, I've seen him in lots of movies.
Mm-hmm.
So
real.
Tell me that he's not real.
Wham, bam, real.
All right, so we are talking today about a Lifetime Christmas movie, which are very different from Hallmark Christmas movies, because usually they have people of color. This one has a few, but you know, on a scale of one to you're doing what you're supposed to be doing, I'd say it's like a five.
Five.
Yeah. So the movie today we're talking about is Sweet Mountain Christmas.
Mm.
Oh.
Yes. It stars Megan Hilty.
What?
I know.
As Lainey Blue.
Lainey Blue.
Who's a country singer.
Well, Sweet Mountain Christmas, I say.
She's a country singer, and she's very much like Carrie Underwood, not like Kelly Pickler.
Oh.
So bringing that back for you to
understand. You might remember that from last season, which we recorded a long time
That's
ago.
That's right.
We recorded that so long ago.
Uh-huh.
But yes, this is so... Megan Hilty is a country singer in this one, unlike the last one I was in, which was where she was a country singer.
Yes. Okay.
She's playing a different type of country singer. A blonde country singer instead of a black-haired country singer.
Yes.
Great.
Also stars Marie Osmond.
Okay.
We'll get to it.
Okay.
Jacob Young.
What?
What?
Marie Osmond was in it?
Yes.
I didn't even notice.
Oh, wait.
What?
No, wait. Is this right?
I don't know. Maybe.
Yes.
Marie Osmond?
Yeah. Oh, wait. No, she's not. Wait. I think I just copied from the old notes the cast and added Megan Hilty. You're right. That's not this one.
Nice.
All right. Well, let's just say Megan Hilty and forget the rest of the
and
people.
Who cares, though?
And I should probably update my blog because people are very, very confused. Okay, great. So we start off. We have like a car driving through like the hills of the mountains or something, you know?
Sure.
And it is, it's like stock footage of like, I don't know, just like random.
Well, it's like spliced. It's like,
yes.
Right? Because it's like half Christmas in California, which everybody knows is the most depressing Christmas.
Right.
Like, isn't that a trope of this, I assume?
Yes. Yeah.
Like,
if there's no snow,
it's horrible.
No one car.
Yeah.
There's palm trees.
Nobody gives a shit.
Yes. Santa doesn't like palm trees.
No, Santa dislikes palm trees very much.
And in the background is playing actually Dolly Parton Christmas music.
Okay.
Because we mentioned in our last episode with Megan Hilty that she played the Dolly Parton character in,
in
the 9 to 5,
the
musical.
Gotcha.
Dorley Rhodes.
Yes. But I was like, is Megan Hilty from... you know, Pigeon Forge, Kentucky, or Tennessee. No, she's not.
She's from Washington.
Yeah, she's from Washington. I'm like, why does she identify so much with Dolly Parton?
Washington State.
It's those boobies.
Yeah, I guess they're very much, you can tell that Megan Hilty's like, I love Dolly Parton. I want to include Dolly Parton music in this movie, and it's in my contract. And
I'm getting Dolly Parton boobies.
Yes.
Yep.
So.
Got it.
So they do mention Pigeon Forge at one point in the movie.
They do. Yeah. And if you've never been, real fun.
Is that where Dollywood is?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes. I highly recommend. So,
I medium recommend. I've been as well.
Are there rides there?
Yeah. Cool. There's rides and there's a water park and there's a museum and you can get on Dolly Parton's tour bus.
Ooh.
That's a good time. And we drank a lot of moonshine.
I didn't actually go to Dollywood. I was just in Pigeon Forge. Because I think it was like the week before it opened or something, because we went in the winter.
Gotcha. The town itself is like, it reminds me of a beach town without a beach. So like a boardwalk without
The beach.
So, you know, that's cool.
It's sort of like, have you been to Disney World in Florida?
I've been to Disneyland.
Oh, okay. Have you been to Disney World in
Florida? Yeah, of course.
So it's like Kissimmee. Pigeon Forge is like Kissimmee that has like, that's the neighboring town and it's all tourist shit, but it's like not the nice stuff. It's like medieval times and a lot of dinner theater and like Ripley's Believe It or Not. Like
a mirror maze.
What's
it called? Like a black light golf. You know?
Yeah.
Like just the most random shit. Okay. All right. But so
anyway,
that's neither here nor there. She's in California.
Yeah.
Woo. So Lainey,
so Disneyland was closer to what?
Yes. Lainey Blue is like an American Idol type of country star. So she was on a reality show. She won the reality show and then became famous.
So Carrie Underwood.
Yeah, Carrie.
And her career is on the decline. So like people are just aren't into people aren't really into it, so she's releasing a new pop album instead.
Okay.
But she is not feeling it.
No, and she's like, is this really me? Like, I haven't written any songs on this album, and that's unusual because usually I write my songs. And her manager, his name's Danny, and I was like, is he her boyfriend? I can't tell. He's just like, you're gonna do it, we're gonna do a big show at Santapalooza.
Oh, man. I was going to make Drew guess what show was called.
Sorry. It's not called Santapalooza.
It is. Let me guess. Santapalooza?
Yes.
Cool. In New York City on Christmas Eve.
Great. And were you confused about the manager as well? Because so he was like the one person of color other than his daughter, who also was.
Right.
But I was like, is this guy evil or is he good?
Right. Yeah.
Which was nice because it wasn't just straight up like the manager's evil, you know?
Because it's like because it's Lifetime.
Right.
So you're kind of in Lifetime mode where anyone could be evil, especially the dudes.
Yeah. Right. And a manager. Like, they're pretty evil.
But he seems to just want to get her to like the next thing. Like, he's like, you're not.
Yeah.
Your country stuff's not working out. We got to move on. Like, I'm your manager and I get 10% of this. So we're going to do a pop album. It's going to be great.
But he's good.
So Lainey convinces her manager that she should go home for Christmas, but only for like a couple days.
Yeah.
And then go do the Christmas Eve Santapalooza performance.
Oh.
Nothing could go wrong there. Nope. And this is when she goes to Baxter Mountain.
Okay.
She's going to Baxter Mountain, her hometown.
Not Sweet Mountain.
Hmm.
I don't think Sweet Mountain comes up at all.
No, I don't think it is. I don't think
that's a mountain.
Baxter Mountain?
No, Sweet Mountain.
Yeah. Oh, we have Sugarloaf Mountain in Maryland.
Yeah, there's Sugarloaf.
There's a Sugarloaf in Maine, too.
Oh. So Sweet Mountain, not real. Baxter Mountain is real. And she's going to go hang out with her mom. And she gets a rental car. This is where we have the rental car. Sorry. Mm-hmm. The rental car. More Dolly music is playing. Christmas Dolly.
Yeah.
And she gets to town.
And that car rental man was ridiculous.
Oh. Wait.
There's a...
Well, because she has to get the rental car. You know, her manager's not going to do it for her. He's too busy working on her dance moves.
And being on an elliptical.
Yes.
Does it...
He's LA.
So they have a car rental scene?
Yeah.
And it's weird and long, and the guy is like... I don't know. He's just really weird. It just seemed like, I don't know.
It's probably supposed to be funny, but not really.
It was just like, why? What is this scene? But it's preparing you because they're like, sorry, we only have this car. And you're like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
Okay.
So she's driving in the car. It does.
Okay.
The car comes back. So she's driving.
I'm worried. I keep going back and forth in my head to a Lifetime movie and a Hallmark movie.
Right.
I keep going back and forth and where I'm like, why the fuck are you doing this?
Most of these bows get tied.
Okay.
So
Lifetime, most of them get tied. Yes. That is a thing.
Well, not always. You'll see.
A good chunk. More than Hallmark.
True. So she passes the Baxter Mountain Theater that her dad used to own and...
But we don't know that yet.
It's for sale, yes. And her mom is working on the town Christmas festival, and she's flirting with a handyman named George. Okay?
Hell yeah.
Is the mom someone notable?
Not to me. Donny Osmond, maybe?
Damn it, I don't know why I said that. So she's just happy to have her daughter home, even if it's less than 24 hours, and she's so excited.
She's going to cook all the waffles.
Yeah, they love waffles in Christmas movies.
Great.
So on her way back, Lainey... is like, okay, thanks for having me here in town. Mm-hmm. Nothing really happens. She like sees a high school friend or something. And
her love interest.
But I thought she didn't meet him at this point.
Oh, yeah. It's when she... Because she's
like,
going back.
Yeah, here. She's like, she did her visit. It was like a 2-minute visit.
There is one thing. We see her childhood bedroom, and on the wall, there's a poster, and the poster just says stars.
Stars.
She loves stars. She is one.
It says stars, or it has stars on it?
No, it just says the word stars.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Not the channel.
No. Okay. Not a stars. No.
Oh, and when the mom was cooking all, it was pancakes, actually, I remember now. Because she was making them in a nonstick pan with a metal spatula drill.
No. No.
That is not okay.
No.
You're
going to
ruin your pan.
You're going to ruin your pan.
You're going to ruin your pan.
And you're going to have to eat little pizza. Your pancakes are going to have a little pan. Like
little Teflon
shavings. Ew, gross.
Preposterous.
So
unbelievable.
Lainey is going.
That's abusive.
She has to go to Santa Palooza, you know. So she's driving back. She it's snowing, of course, and it's nighttime, and there's a snowplow, and she's like, ah, "The snowplow's in my way." She's like honking her horn because she's from the city.
Usually, you'd be like, "Oh, good, I'm behind a snowplow. The road will be plowed."
Yes, and it's all
freshly.
So no, she's like, "I gotta get around this." So she like wheels her little wheel over, and she's trying to get around, and she runs into a snowbank, of course.
Yep.
And she's like, damn it. And she like hits the wheel. She's like, Jesus, take the wheel. And then Carrie Underwood starts playing. It's like, Jesus, take the wheel.
Carrie Underwood comes over lifts her car up.
She does.
And puts it back on.
Actually, she doesn't. It's this man named Robbie. Robbie, of course, is her ex-boyfriend. And they broke up because he was supposed to come to the American Idol show. Which they call something else. He didn't show up.
Oh.
And I could tell that he was the love interest before, like, it was dark and he hadn't even gotten out of the car yet. And I was like, we love this man.
Mm-hmm.
Love. Also, he was very pretty.
He was very hot.
Yeah.
Is it this guy? I'm pulling it up.
That's him. Yeah. What's his name? Since I didn't write it down.
Cutie Patootie.
His name is Marcus Rosner.
I did write that down.
That
Marcus
right.
Rosner. Yeah. Okay. Great.
Yeah, he's a very beautiful man.
So, you know.
I want to kiss him.
Oh, good. Well, great. So he's like, I'll give you a ride back. And she's like, ugh, I guess fine. He's like, all the town roads are closed. She's like, oh, the town roads are closed. The mayor will hear from me tomorrow morning. Okay, get ready. Oh,
well, so the town, wow. But the literal town roads are open. But there's like a pass.
I guess, yeah.
And the pass is closed.
Yeah.
So you're trapped. You can still drive around in town, but you're just trapped there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's basically an island.
Yeah, yeah.
And she's like very,
like a mountain town.
Very
a
not
mountain
happy
island.
And very rude.
Okay.
She's very rude to this man. Sorry to this man. She's so mean.
Why?
To this man.
Why is it? Why?
So since it's Lifetime, we find a way to get a shirtless man into the movie, I appreciated. So we have Danny, the manager. Mm-hmm. He is getting a massage, and he has like his dad bod out, and he's like getting a massage, and he's like, Lainey, you better figure out a way to get back into. We have Santa Palooza. What are you doing? And she's like, oh, I don't know. Well, I'll just keep a low profile and no one will notice that I'm here. And then I'll just get out of here on the first flight.
And I'll work on the choreography.
And I'll work on choreography. Anytime she's like talking to someone, she's like, oh, hi, can I have a mocha latte? I have to go work on my choreography. So can you make that snappy? Like she talks about her choreography, which I have a recording.
Oh, my God. Okay. I was going to say, we get a little snippet.
Okay. Yes, we do. But everyone in town either recognizes her and is like, oh my God, Lainey, you're here. Welcome back. Or they're like, we're jealous of you and we hate you.
Yeah, like weirdly, everyone was so mad at her. Or not everybody, but a lot of people were mad at her. And she seemed like she was fine. Like, I kind of didn't get all the animosity.
I mean,
like, you think you're still big city LA girl now coming here?
Yeah.
I mean, I could see that with like a small town and like someone makes it big and she's like, oh, she thinks she's fucking the shit. You think you're the shit?
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, and she has a lot of like high school friends and stuff. And like there's one high school friend who like used to sing with her and like, you know, didn't get to be as big as her because she was on the American Idol show.
And maybe, you know, that kind of personality who's like, I'm going to be a star no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
You know those people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like me.
Right.
Like you.
Yeah.
So the next day, Lainey goes to the mayor's office and she's like, knock, knock, knock. Hello, mayor. I'm here to demand the roads be cleared. And who is the mayor?
Marcus Rosner.
Yes. Robbie. Robbie's the mayor. And she's like, what the hell? He's like, I also like do trash pickup on Friday. I'm the mailman. You know, we're a small town. Yeah, so yeah. I do everything.
I still do.
But also, Drew, she saw him in the diner and she was like, I'm going to go to the mayor's office. And he's like, okay, I hear the mayor gets in about 10 minutes. And yeah, then she leaves.
He's mm-hmm. like, yeah.
It was cute. It was a cute thing. I was like, oh.
Yeah. Yes, well, I wrote Robbie is the mayor! Exclamation point! Question mark! Exclamation point! So I was
super
shook.
Excited.
Yeah.
Yes, and she's like, "Well, you better clear these roads. I gotta go practice my choreography." And instead of back doing her choreography, she helps her mama unpack some Christmas stuff, and they like talk about like Christmas memories. And there's an old composition book, like with Lisa Frank stickers all over it, and. Yeah. Okay. It is Lainey's childhood songs that she wrote.
Oh. Like from her heart. Because she's got writer's block, Drew. And
yeah.
She just can't get there.
I used to write songs too. And here's my favorite one.
Yep.
You gotta believe and reach for the stars.
I love it.
All right, that's all I remember.
Is that real? Is that real?
I don't know if it's mine or if I stole it from somewhere, but I remember that from my dad.
It sounds like it would be in the Princess Diaries.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, someone, makes you different.
Someone fact
makes
check
you
that.
Beautiful.
Anyways.
Because it's true. You got to believe and reach for the stars.
Yes. Speaking of stars, the star poster.
Mm-hmm. Yes, star Boom. Poster. And, Drew, can you guess what Robbie's actual job is? Like what he went to school to be.
Oh.
And this is a romantic comedy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So think about that.
I'm going to say my mind automatically goes to a vet.
Close.
Like a pet vet.
I mean, not really close, but close in the.
In the tone.
Yeah. Well.
But that's my, that was
not
my
really.
Guess.
No.
No.
A vet's more of a female's job in the TV movie.
I get well. It,
a man would be a doctor.
What's a sexy city job?
Advertising.
That's the other one. Architect.
Architect. Yeah.
Architect. Okay. Yes.
Sure.
So Christmas tree shopping happens, and Lainey runs into more people. The BFF that I'm talking about, that was the singer, her singer partner in high school, is also Robbie's sister.
Okay.
And she has kids, and the daughter's like starstruck, and like, oh my god, you're the girl from American Idol.
Come to our house for dinner. We can work on choreography.
Yeah.
Yeah, for real. Yeah. And let's see here.
And then they go to Robbie's house, right?
Yeah, because he works at the Christmas tree farm too. So he helps them bring home the tree. And then he's like decorating with the mom and everything. And
where does this
and
guy
his
get
house
the time?
Is gorgeous.
Yes. Yes.
He's mayor.
And very
he's
Christmassy.
A he's a mayor.
And she's like, what happened with our relationship, like what went wrong? And he was like, wait, I don't think they talk about that. I think like she brings it up, but it doesn't like happen, you know, like she's like, what, you know, what,
like what happened?
And then like something distracts them. And then they are somehow talking about the Christmas festival that the mom's working on and that they're raising funds to save the theater.
Okay.
Her father's theater. So no one cared to tell her.
No, not
which
even
seems
her mom.
So weird. It's like, oh, hi, this theater that's really important to you and you're a millionaire. Could you help?
Could you buy it?
With money?
With your money that you have?
Yes. So instead of, you know, doing anything like choreography or getting out of the town, she hands out flyers for the festival, for the concert. And she's like, when she gets back, she's going to, you know, like send money or something.
Sure.
You know, she's like, I'll help save the town.
Use your celebrity money.
Is this when they go to that bar?
Yes. But before that, she practices her choreography. After talking about it for the first half of the movie, she finally does it. And I brought a clip today, and it's one of those weird YouTube clips. So you're not actually going to see a lot of choreography, but you'll see a little bit of it.
Okay.
All right, here we go.
Tell me, is it all in my head? 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 Tell me. Oh, oh. Goodness.
And then her mom interrupts.
Mm-hmm. My new routine. That doesn't look like what you usually do.
Yeah, that's kind of the point. You don't like it?
No, no. Don't take this the wrong way. But are you sure you're going in the right direction for you?
No.
So it's kind of the Macarena.
Tell me, is it all in my head? Is it all in my head?
It is the Macarena.
Yes.
Tell me, is it... Boy, tell me, is it all...
Yes.
And then isn't this a crazy move by the Britney Spears?
She did a little Britney Spears. She had it working. And you know those lyrics. Mm-hmm. Genius. Yeah. Tell me, is it all in my head? 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 Is it all in my head?
Is it all in my head? Is it all in my head? Is it all in my head?
Really gets
Now, are those like her... That's the song... But that's not a song that
she doesn't
wrote?
Like it. Okay. Yeah.
She didn't write that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, you know, someone did.
Someone did. It's great. I mean, that's a good... Some good.
And her
lyrics.
Mom kind of like catches her doing it and she's like, you know, like... I think you should stick to like what you're good at, and like people in the town, like they don't trust you, and like they're talking shit about you, and everyone hates you pretty much. And she's like, "I'm gonna prove them wrong."
Yeah. Okay.
Because it's all in your head, and it's all in your head, and it's all in your head.
So now she goes to the bar, and it's like a cowboy bar.
So she has a big hat on.
She puts the hat on because she's still trying to be low-key in this town, but everyone knows she's back. But she's still like trying to be in disguise.
And she's pretending that she's in the Bahamas for some reason.
Oh, yeah.
What?
I don't know.
Because they were like, oh, it's not good for your image that what you're trying to step away from country, but now you're hanging out in Tennessee.
You're going home for Christmas?
Yeah.
No.
Gross. Nobody does that.
Ew,
so you have to pretend you're in the Bahamas.
So her low profile doesn't last long because Robbie... tells her to come on stage and she sings First Noel. First Noel? The First Noel? Is that the song? The First Noel. See, when I write the Christmas titles, I just write like the first line, so I never know if it's actually the real title of the song.
Oh, yeah.
It is, yeah.
The First Noel. Oh.
The angel did say that one, right?
Yeah, so she sings that. She sings the whole song.
But
and
as
she
a duet
does,
I thought
with
it was just
buddy,
called
right?
Noel.
Like, oh, yeah. The BFF is also... there because you know they'd sing it in high school or whatever.
Okay.
And it was pretty good.
Yeah, pretty good. Though not like amazing. I was kind of like, did Megan Halsey, was she like, if you give me an extra $1 million, I will sing really good? And they're like, that's okay.
They're like, nah. We don't have that kind of.
Yeah. So.
Nah, this is a Christmas movie.
This is fine. Just phone it in.
A popcorn fight happens, Drew, and this is something I've never seen. So they're like stringing up, I guess, popcorn, or she's babysitting like the BFF's kids. I don't know. I don't know how we get to popcorn fighting. I just know that it happens, and I was excited about it.
Great.
There, she goes, we're going to string popcorn. I brought this activity, and she opens the bag, and then the kids just immediately start flinging it at each other.
Yeah.
So it is not a flirty popcorn fight.
No, but it's. I still appreciate any food fight in any movie ever. And then she, to like distract the kids from like, you know, making cookies or whatever, she's like, let's do a little rhythmic thing, and they play like a little like rhythmic cookie cutter song.
Great.
Yeah, so she's like, you slam the cookie cutter, and then you shake the sprinkles, and that's your...
Okay.
And then she brings out a cheese grater, which I do not know why she had that for cookies.
You know,
but then
the cheese on the cookie cheese.
Right.
She plays a little washboard.
Yes. The scene cuts before we really get down, but I was like so ready for it.
Yeah, I was like yes.
I'm ready for some stomp.
This is like High School Musical cafeteria scene.
Yes. Yeah.
No, it just ends.
No, it just ends, and there's no no reason why. No, we don't come back to it.
But we just understand that she has bonded with these children.
Okay.
And
yeah,
she's
I think
not
that's,
a bad person.
That's the point of
that
it.
That was the point. Yeah.
So she recruits the town musicians because at the beginning of the movie, all the people that hate her are like, get the hell out of my face and never talk to me about music, you sellout whore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for real. And then, but somehow she gets them all on her side. She gets like the girl who like sings sometimes and like is like, you know, I don't want to be rude, but she looked like she'd seen a bar or two.
Oh, okay.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
She looks like she's fun. Is that too cruel? I don't think so. And she gets like some musicians to come and
the old man music teacher.
The old man music teacher who like is definitely someone from Canada because like his face had like so many like wrinkles and stuff. I was like, oh man, this is not an LA man. This is a real.
Yeah,
real
I was
guy.
Like, way to find like a legit like scary mountain dude.
Yeah, he looked good.
It was good.
I wanted to see his movie.
Yeah.
His movie where he, you know, is shut in his house all Christmas
and hunts,
then
and
a pretty girl comes
foot.
And gets him to come to the, and he hunts
for
and
Bigfoot. Decorates his house against his will.
Yeah. For sure. That always happens.
Well,
So she pretty much bribes those people. And then her best friend, she's like, okay.
Wait, the old best friend?
Yeah.
The
old best friend. She's like, you're going to perform in the thing, and I'll write you a song to perform.
Okay.
And it'll be great. And she's like, oh, okay, great.
Sure. So yeah. She's going to write her friend a song.
Yeah. Megan Hilty is going to write her friend a song. A hit song.
And then Lainey throws a dinner party where they mostly drink wine. So I was like, can I get an invite to this dinner party? Mm-hmm. Afterwards, Lainey and Robbie are like talking about their dating life, and they're both single.
I think they're on a porch swing.
Yes, they are.
Good. So that's important.
Yeah.
And they almost kiss, and it's Lifetime, so I was expecting them to kiss.
But no, a horn honks.
That always ruins kisses.
And who is in the car?
Manager.
Yay! The manager.
Yeah.
Yes.
He got through the pass.
He got there.
He got through, but for some reason, they're not going to leave like immediately. Then they're going to wait another day to leave.
And also, I couldn't tell. I thought it was going to go in a way that she was like, wait, you told, because she had just talked to him and he was like, you still can't get out. The mayor, Robbie the mayor. Mm-hmm. He was like, you still can't get out of the town. And then the manager's like, beep, beep, hello.
I got the
end. And so then I thought she was going to be like, are you trying to keep me here against my will? But it,
nothing.
It was just like, oh, okay. I guess the mayor was wrong.
Okay.
So that was weird. Also, when she was talking on the phone to the manager, he had one of those cell phone cases that's a wallet.
Uh-huh.
And there was nothing in it. Like, it was just the phone, but it was just like all empty little pockets.
That's smart, though.
Sad.
That's smart.
Well, okay. He does Apple Pay. Yeah. So, you know, since the manager's there, she's like, well, I guess I'm going out of town. I got to go do my show. But Merry Christmas to Robbie. And Robbie's like, Merry Christmas to you. And he's like, will you come back to town? And she's like, probably not.
Probably not.
Even though my mother lives here.
Yeah. She doesn't care about the mother. And then they kiss by the Christmas tree.
Okay.
So, like, we got a tease, no kiss, and then we get the kiss.
But it's not, like, a good kiss.
No.
It's like a chaste, like a,
yeah,
it's like,
yeah.
Yeah. It's not. There's no tongue.
Oh.
So the next day, we're in the limo, and Danny, the manager, is like, okay, we got to do this. And she's like, stop the car. Right?
I don't remember.
She's like, stop the car, turn around. And he's like, what? He's like, not that mad about it.
Mid, like he's doing a line of coke.
Yeah.
He's like, what?
So Lainey buys the theater and hires Robbie as the architect.
Okay.
And
but they still have the fundraiser.
Then the fundraiser happens, and Lainey sings a song.
Fundraiser to get her money.
To get the theater, yeah, I guess, to reimburse her for her purchase.
So
yeah.
She sings a song, which is not a Christmas song.
Okay.
I didn't bring a clip of this, because I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, what's going on?
And I'm like, there's like 5 minutes left in the movie. Am I not going to get a Christmas song ending?
Wait, was that the one she wrote for the friend, though?
Yeah, she wrote for the friend, but the friend got too nervous, so then Lainey had to perform it.
Yeah, but it didn't really seem, it kind of just seemed like Lainey, the friend was like, I'm really nervous. And Lainey was like, it's fine, I'll just sing the song. And the friend was like, okay.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
I was just kind of looking for some advice.
And it was like a weird, it was like a song about like facing your fears or something. I wrote down some lyrics because I was like, this is weird. I was like, jumping into the ocean, walking on a tightrope.
That's,
you know,
walking on a tightrope is scary.
Yeah,
fine. Yeah.
It's not one of my fears, but I would be afraid to do it.
Right.
I mean,
but it's like, what is going on? It's not like she had this. She was gonna sing a pop song, and now she's singing a country song.
I've been in the ocean.
It's not
before,
that serious. So it was
Drew's
like
the wife is afraid of the ocean.
That is true. Yeah. That is true.
Well, the Bahamas will be interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So, So it just didn't see. It seemed like an emotional moment, but it wasn't earned.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're like, I guess this is supposed to mean something, but I don't know what it is.
And it doesn't like make the rest of the town like her.
No, they're not like, yes, that's great. Because the next she sings like I couldn't actually find who the original Christmas song was, but Christmas song I never heard before. And everyone gets up on stage and sings with her.
But not really. I mean, they get up on stage while she's singing.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
The best friend's there.
The
and
best
friend. She gets a verse.
And then they one at a time, they like beckon to people in the audience, and then the people come up.
Yes.
Like the ladies' kids.
Right.
Does the mom come up? I can't remember.
But
Robbie comes out.
And everyone knows the song.
Well, right. And I'm going to play you the song to see if you know it. Because,
You
know, Lord help me, people will be asking this all the time. Never heard it, right?
No.
I think I have. Merry Christmas. Christmas, Let's Kiss.
Christmas, Let's Kiss.
And I like Google the lyrics. I'm like, I gotta find this song. Someone's gonna ask me and I'm gonna need to know. Couldn't find it. No clue.
Nothing.
No clue. It's gotta be a Dolly song, but I don't think so. I even looked Dolly and Kenny Loggins. What's his name?
Kenny Loggins sings Footloose.
Oh. Well, one of the Kennys.
One of the Kenny.
Kenny Metroff?
Kenny Rogers, right?
Oh, right. Yeah. Okay, great. So that's how it ends.
So they just made a song that everyone happened to know. That's weird.
Mm-hmm.
It's very strange.
Yeah. And then everything's saved, I guess. We don't know.
But they kiss and they get a standing ovation for their kiss.
Yes.
Great.
Kiss on stage.
That's fun.
Yeah. Very romantic.
Good for them.
My first real kiss with someone was on randomly and on stage, I'd be like, ugh.
Yeah. No. Yeah. All right, on the podcast, we either pour it up or put a cork in it. Tristan, what are you going to do to this movie?
Oh, I knew you were going to ask. And you know what? I'm going to pour it up.
All right.
When it first started, I was like, I think it must have been the first scene they filmed because the acting was really bad in the first scene. And I was like,
they hadn't warmed up yet.
Because it seemed like she was doing a cold read. And I was like, what is happening? And then after that, it was fine. And the chemistry between the leads, I thought was excellent.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
So yes, I pour it up.
Wonderful. Drew, how about you?
I'm going to pour it up, even though it seemed very confusing.
For us too.
But that doesn't get you a cork automatically.
Sure.
There are a few things that get you a cork automatically, a few things that do get you a pour up automatically for me, and that is a food fight.
Yeah.
Oh.
They had a food fight, and I'll tell you that Mr. Rosner,
mm-hmm.
I mean...
Who wouldn't have chemistry?
I want him to hold me. I want him to hold me and
he looks strong, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So
we'll see. I mean, Megan Hilty's pretty short, so I bet I would imagine he's also short. Because I didn't notice them being
probably totally. I'm probably bigger than this guy, but he looks. But I still want him to hold me like a baby.
Okay, there you go. So Marcus, if you're out there, you got a baby to nurse.
got a big, big bearded baby to nurse.
All right, I am also going to pour it up. This movie came. It was the kickoff for Christmas, and I was not ready at all.
No,
for Christmas.
No. Pre Halloween.
Yeah, so I was very angsty about this, but I actually got into the Christmas spirit a little bit. So
helped to get in there.
I think
a bit.
That speaks a lot. And there was another one that came out this week, and that was terrible. So I think this one.
Because when I think mountains, mm-hmm. and you're stuck in a town.
Right.
I'm thinking vampires. I'm thinking Bigfoots. I'm thinking werewolves.
Right. So. No, that's no. not. So. That's not TV movies.
That.
That's your sci-fi shows. All right, let's do a Candace.
Oh yeah.
Yes. Oh goodness. Okay, here we go.
What you say? Catch the bouquet. Candace hates the gays. Candace Camembert-Ray. Drinking rosé. Eating creme brulee. Can't share with me. Candace Camembert-Ray.
Okay, what you say, Candace Cameron Bure, the segment where we watch Candace's Instagram and we talk about
Candace,
it.
Candace, what did you say?
So I gotta say, Candace, I think, is on to me that I'm doing this segment again because she's been posting more boomerangs and stuff or workout videos, which I don't cover because she's just plugging her workout friend and I don't want to talk about that. So,
Is Candace on to us?
She might be. She's limiting her content. She said she's spending the holidays with her family this year. So maybe
instead of her phone.
Yeah. So spending more time with her family and that's great.
Good. That'd
like be Sweet
good.
Mountain Christmas.
Like yes. Sweet Mountain Christmas.
Also,
oh my God.
I hate boomerangs.
Yeah, boomerangs.
They make me so mad.
They're silly.
I don't need to watch you cheers a glass 5 times in a row.
People love to cheer a boomerang. All right, so we just have a short clip today because this is all I could find. So here we go.
Hi, everyone. I'm so excited. We're celebrating Countdown to Christmas 10th anniversary. It's going to be a super fun night.
We have the highest
Oh. She's standing with Santa Claus.
That's it. She's with Santa and Lacey. Oh, and she's taking a boomerang.
Is that Kristen Chenoweth, though, she's standing with?
Oh, yeah. Kristen Chenoweth is the Hallmark person now.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, and I found out Rachel Boston is super homophobic, so we might have to change the segment to Rachel Boston, what you say, what you Boston. I don't know what rhymes with Boston, but I'm so bummed about that. I mean, she's a terrible actress, so it's fine. But I heard that she was praying. There's, you know, Tom Link from Buffy.
Yes.
No, wait, who is? I know Buffy.
Yeah, he's like the blonde, like nerdy guy in Buffy.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
He's like a gay actor.
Yeah,
and he was in a show with Rachel Boston. It could also be a couple other people, so I'm assuming that it's Rachel Boston. Mm-hmm. But the actress, whoever it was on the set, one of the people is like the Witches of East End or something. It was a Lifetime show.
Mm-hmm.
They were like praying, like over him, like to like get his gay away.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No.
That's what he said.
Was he there?
He was there.
Was he like okay?
He was like, this is a role that I'm in. And he said she would like be in character all the time. She's like super religious actress. I'm like, it's gotta be Rachel Boston. Gotta be.
Rachel Boston, what you lost in.
Oh.
How about that?
We'll see. But she's not as interesting as Candace.
No.
So Candace is doing, it's the 10th anniversary of Hallmark.
Movies.
Christmas movies.
Yeah. Oh, I was like, what?
Not Hallmark.
Like
not
the
Hallmark.
Cards?
Christmas movies, which I don't believe that's true. Because they've always had Hallmark Hall of Fame movies. Maybe this like crazy Christmas.
Has it always had its own channel? Maybe it's the channel.
It's a countdown to Christmas.
Oh, countdown to Christmas.
They've had that. I feel like they've had that for only 10 years.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes, but they do Christmas movies. So if you didn't know, she's the queen of Christmas. So, you know, I was happy to see her with Santa.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she's just doing her thing.
Doing her thing.
Her chest was very shiny.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was sparkles or sweat.
Probably sparkles.
Or water. Maybe she did a flash dance thing.
Maybe someone threw a drink at her.
Yeah.
Maybe. Oh, my.
Maybe. Someone splashed their martini in her face.
Hey,
like, how dare you?
Hey, don't do that.
I would never waste a martini like that.
No, drink the martini.
Yes.
Maybe it was a vodka one. Patrick only likes
gin.
Oh,
that's true. That's
No, but I like a vodka one.
I'd give it to you before I threw it at Candace.
Give me that vodka martini first.
All right. We're not here to throw drinks at Candace. If it was in a movie, though.
Don't throw drinks at Candace, guys, and
in
real life. Only
don't
if you're
that.
An actor with her.
Maybe buy her a drink
and
put a little note that says, like, listen to Lifetime in Court.
Yeah.
Or don't listen.
And you know what? If she slips on a little thing in the rug and it splashes on her, fine.
Yeah, it's her problem. It's her problem.
It's her problem.
If Boris trips her, what are we going to do?
What are you going to do? It's a dog.
Yeah.
You can't control dogs.
All right. Pluggy time. I don't have a segue.
Yeah.
Tristan, would you like to plug anything
Speaking
in the pluggy
of
time?
Dogs,
I would. Oh,
that's
yes.
That's the segue.
Some people have fur babies. I have a flesh baby.
Yeah.
And I talk about her a lot on my podcast, which is called Baddest Mothers in the Room.
Yeah.
So check that out. It's also on the Universe Head Podcast Network.
It's the same one we're on now.
There you go.
It's like the Hallmark Channel.
Yeah. It's kind
of
like the Hallmark
podcasts.
Channel. Yeah, exactly. But like with podcasts.
Right. Mm-hmm. Drew, how about you?
Yeah, you can find me on Instagram at Drew Butt With Pants. Me Butt With Pants on Twitter, because Twitter sucks and that two more letters, they won't let me have it.
Oh, right. The same thing happened with Lifetime Uncorked. We're just Lifetime Uncork.
Anyway. Oh, and you can listen to my band, The Limbos. We're on all the things that you can listen to music with.
Wonderful. Thank you both for being here so much. And thank you, listeners, for checking back out with Lifetime in Court. We watch this movie so you don't have to. If you'd like to follow me, you can follow me at Patrick Miguel or the podcast at Lifetime in Court or Lifetime in Court. Okay, that's all for now. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.